of the road. He's no private cul-de-sac.
Hi, I'm Jalal from the Victory Bus Project. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears, Sunday, February 17th. Miles Goldfarb is in with Music of Recent Centuries at 7 p.m. with his fellow cellist Sam Creelan. And then Tony Fallon is live in Accra with The Irish Show at 8 p.m. at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to health care and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
Hello and welcome to another Music of Recent Centuries radio show. This is the second one in the series, and today we have a special guest on the program. So I'd like to introduce my good friend, Sam Creelan. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. Thank you, Miles. So the piece you're hearing now is Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto in C minor, and this is the first movement. As you could hear from the beginning of the program, this movement is particularly sort of emblematic of Rachmaninoff's style, especially later in his life, and is decidedly dramatic. It's often said that Rachmaninoff, when writing these pieces, was almost attempting to have the pianist break the pianos they were playing on. But anyways, thank you, Miles.
Thank you, Sam. So we'll let this piece finish off, and then we'll give a little more introduction of Sam.
Thank you.
that was a beautiful Rachmaninoff piece we just heard. And so I'd like to just say this is the second show of the once a month of Music of Recent Centuries. This show will be the third Sunday of the month from 7 to 8 p.m. So always tune in if you like classical music. And so now I have a special guest, and I'd like to just introduce him a little bit. So my guest is Sam. Sam Creelan. We go to school together at Berkshire Country Day School. We're both very interested in classical music. So, Sam, I know you've been playing an instrument for a while, and can you just tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. So I play two instruments currently. I play cello, and I've been playing it for 10 years, and then I play percussion as well, which I've been playing for 2 years. Cello is my primary instrument, I really became interested in classical music, specifically cello music, from a very young age. And since then, my love for classical music has only grown. So
you play at Bard, right?
Yes, I play I take lessons in the Bard Preparatory division of the conservatory at Bard College. Yes, every Saturday.
Nice. So this was a piece that I know you chose. This is Rachmaninoff, I know. I know this show will be focusing mostly on Russian composers from the turn of the century. So Rachmaninoff is one of those.
Yes. So this piece was written and actually premiered in 1901, I believe. So Rachmaninoff has been known and is known for his sort of drama, but... this piece is sort of the embodiment of his later creative style. It begins with a sort of tolling of the bell motif, which you would have heard at the beginning of the program. And he echoes that in later pieces, in several of his preludes for piano as well. So it's a really significant piece, emblematic of the composer.
So we have a couple other pieces picked out. I know Shostakovich is up there. We played some of that last show, but we have our next piece is...
So our next piece is Shostakovich's Cello Sonata in D Minor. This is played by Yo-Yo Ma and Emmanuel Axe. It's actually a sonata for cello and piano, but generally it's colloquially known as simply for cello.
So I hope you enjoy this. Cello Sonata by Shostakovich. that was the Shostakovich Cello Sonata. And so I know Sam has something to say about that, but that was the great Yo-Yo Ma playing that. I know probably if you don't know much about classical music, you at least know about Yo-Yo Ma, and Emmanuel Ax as well is a very well-known pianist. So I'll turn it over to you, Sam.
Yes. So that piece was Shostakovich's first cello sonata in D minor. There are a few things that are unique about this piece, but one, as you'll notice, specifically through the middle of the piece, there was what I like to call some sort of a strategically placed dissonance, or in lesser terms, sort of these notes that might have sounded not incorrect, but maybe a little bit out of place. And that was something that Shostakovich really liked to do. He liked to challenge his listeners. Secondly, this piece was written in a time of deep turmoil in Shostakovich's life. He had just been his opera that he had written the music for, Lady Macbeth of Mtsensk, had just been censored, so he was very resistant to the government during that time, and also he had had an extramarital affair while he was working on his opera, and had recently entered a temporary divorce agreement with his wife Nina. So some of those strong emotions, I think, were really conveyed in the piece. But yes,
well, that's a lot said about that piece, but so I know this show, as I said, we're focusing on Russian composers from the turn of the century. So our next piece will be actually another Shostakovich piece, I believe.
Yes, we're attempting to sort of paint a more vivid picture of Shostakovich's style. So this is Shostakovich's Quintet in G minor for piano and strings.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
love that Shostakovich piece. I feel like in the beginning, this is just like a image representation, but I feel like it kind of represents like a green field, and then the end brings in like as though there are like thunderclouds rolling on the top above the field. But so Sam, I know you really like this piece. You're a big fan of it. But.
So this piece's sort of form, as Miles was mentioning, echoes Shostakovich's later Leningrad Symphony, Symphony Number 7, where it begins with this sort of triumphant, almost extremely jovial march, and then really ends with this twisted, sort of evil a theme that was said to represent both Hitler and Stalin, or all of the people who had oppressed Shostakovich during his lifetime. But this piece is definitely on a lesser scale, so it really shows how Shostakovich was able to paint these sort of changing pictures with his music, which makes him one of the classic Russian and composers of the world.
So, well, that's very interesting. I really like talking about the music like this. But our next piece is a Stravinsky piece. And I feel like Stravinsky, I have a mixed feeling about him. He can be a little, like, sometimes I can refer to him as, like, the headache composer, because sometimes it sounds like he's just banging random things down onto the, in his symphony. But other times he is one of my favorite composers as well. So, Sam, do you want to?
Yes, and I think that's really what makes him such a visionary. I think the way he's able to captivate audiences, horrify them, present questions to them, I think that's really what makes him the composer that he was. So our next piece is The Firebird, or L'Oiseau de Feu. This is an excellent recording of the piece, so here it is.
Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
Well, that was Stravinsky's Firebird. So you are listening to Music from Recent Centuries, Classical and Fiddle Radio Show, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. So back to the Stravinsky piece. I feel like, as I was saying before, he's can be really mellow, as you saw in the end, and very loud and crazy, kind of, as I said in the beginning. You can hear that sort of in the middle section of it. And I was just thinking, I drew a parallel. Probably many people know The Rite of Spring, which was one of Stravinsky's probably most disputed pieces that he ever wrote. And that piece does really show him, as I said, sort of the headache composer. It's said that somebody died of the shock of what they heard in that opera. So that's just really showcases his crazy, like, mood, like, his moods. I almost picture him as, like, having a migraine while he's writing those pieces, and that's why it comes out. There's a lot of dissonance and just, like, a lot of, like, crunch, sort of. But, so, as we said before, Sam and I are both, we both play music. We love classical music. We both play at school in band, which has turned over to a bit more classical music. Sam plays at Bard. And so our next piece, I know, is a Tchaikovsky piece. So, Sam, do you want to just say a little bit about that?
Sure. So our next piece is the very well-known Swan Lake Waltz. By Tchaikovsky. And Tchaikovsky was sort of, he predated both Rachmaninoff slightly, Shostakovich majorly, and Stravinsky as well majorly. But this is sort of his most emblematic piece, as the piano concerto in C minor was to Rachmaninoff. So here it is.
Okay, here is Swan Lake.
Thank you.
was a very iconic Tchaikovsky piece. But before we go any farther, I want to mention that before this piece, as I was talking about the Stravinsky, I mentioned The Rite of Spring, and I misspoke, and I said it was an opera, and actually it's a ballet, so just don't, it's not an opera, it's a ballet. So, but that's just a little tiny piece that I had to insert there, but now our next piece we'll get back to going forward. So here's our next piece from Sam. What is it?
So our next piece is Tchaikovsky's violin concerto, and this is the finale. So it really is, in some ways, also emblematic of Tchaikovsky. It's sort of one of the most well-known violin concertos out there, and it's really considered a virtuosic sort of hallmark of the violin repertoire. Yes.
Well, so that piece I know most people know, but it's kind of an iconic Tchaikovsky, just like his Nutcracker. But this piece, I'd say, is a little less less known, but it's very well known among violin, the violin culture, sort of. So here it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
a Tchaikovsky violin sonata that was it was the finale to his violin sonata, and his violin concerto. I'm sorry, mix the two up sometimes. But I know Sam, this is a favorite of Sam's, our next piece, so I won't mess it up, and I'll let him talk about it.
All right. So our next piece is going to be Dance of the Nights from the Romeo and Juliet Suite by Sergei Prokofiev. And it's one of my favorite pieces because, similar to some of Shostakovich's works, especially earlier in his life, Prokofiev used these really interesting chord progressions, these really interesting harmonies to create this sort of tension that really challenged and challenges the listener. So I think this piece really embodies what has come to be known as sort of the turn of the century Russian standard of composing. So without further ado, this is Dance of the Nights by Sergei Prokofiev, performed by Valery Gergiev, conducting, and the London Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to Music of Recent Centuries.
WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears.
Thank you for listening. Our program airs on the third Sunday of every month from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And I'd like to thank you for listening to this program, and I'd like to thank my guest Sam Creelan for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And without further ado, I'll just let this piece play out.